Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, February 19th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. And we'll start with a correction this morning. Yesterday, I reported on a story saying Jacksonite Anna Gibson represented Team USA at the Olympics competing in ski mountaineering sprints that day. I'm sorry, but that was an error. Gibson actually competed this morning and finished in fifth place in her opening heat, and she then took fifth in her semifinal round, and unfortunately did not qualify for the final. And again, I apologize for the error. The Wyoming Senate has restored the state budget to almost the level of funding in Governor Mark Gordon's original proposal. Senators and representatives began amending their respective versions of the identical budget bill on Tuesday. The Senate adopted an amendment early on that restores most of the funding agencies had requested using savings. However, the House rejected a similar amendment and was still considering amendments to the budget late into the evening on Wednesday. Senator Chris Raffas, a Democrat from Laramie, says he thinks the House won't go for the Senate's beefed-up version. But he says senators are not going to compromise for the sake of compromise.
If they can't justify a cut, we shouldn't be cutting it. And if we have to fail the budget and go to a special session, I'm in.
The Senate is scheduled to vote on third reading later today. With several amendments remaining, the House's third reading will most likely be delayed until Friday. State funding to Wyoming public media is still on the line as the legislature continues working on the budget. In the Senate, lawmakers added the full $60 million back to the University of Wyoming budget, including the public media portion. In the House, an amendment to re-add public media's funding was withdrawn without discussion. Nothing set in stone yet. On third reading, the House could still add the funding back. The Senate could also take it out. Both chambers will eventually have to agree on a single bill before sending it off to the governor for his signature. The state Senate has passed a pair of bills over to the House that would increase payouts and add flexibility to Wyoming's main state scholarship. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor has more.
The Hathaway Scholarship is available to every in-state high school graduate. It financially supports many students at the University of Wyoming and the state's public community colleges. Casper Senator Charles Scott says the award has been a boon for the average Wyoming student, who might not otherwise get to college. But the rising cost of higher education and inflation in general have reduced the scholarship's power.
What's gone wrong is that we have not kept up.
The award has been raised just once in its 20-year history, and not in more than a decade. On Wednesday, the Senate voted to boost the award by about 70%. Lawmakers also advanced a bill allowing the scholarship to be paid in a lump sum, rather than being doled out over 8 semesters. Both bills now head to the House for further consideration. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jeff Victor.
Some West Coast states have blocked Wyoming's fossil fuel exports, but lawmakers are trying to get around that with new legislation. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan has more.
Representative Kevin Campbell of Glen Rock compared the situation to wool. He asked his colleagues to pretend California, Oregon, and Washington had a ban on raw wool.
What we're doing is turning this into a blanket. That raw wool, we're turning it into a blanket.
But in this case, the wool is natural gas, and the blanket is hydrogen and ammonia. Both are in demand in some Asian countries for their potential power and fuel uses. Campbell's bill would create special zones in Wyoming where natural gas companies would be taxed much lower if they created those value-added products. The bill is moving through the House. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
The Wyoming Game and Fish Department plans to host workshops on feeding upwards of 25,000 elk. It's part of finalizing plans that outline how much the public should hunt or the state should feed individual herds. Wyoming is the only state with an extensive elk feeding program. The specifics of how exactly it should operate to keep elk healthy have long been at the center of debate. Today's focus is largely on staving off encroaching disease between elk and cattle. Feeding grounds in the state date back a century with an initial goal of preventing starvation. The Jackson Workshop will take place at 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 21st at the Teton County Library, and the Pinedale Workshop is today at the Regional Game and Fish Office. Voters in our region are increasingly concerned about the state of public lands heading into the midterm elections. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has more on the results of a new survey.
The 16th Conservation in the West poll by Colorado College surveyed more than 3,000 voters of both parties this January from the 8 Mountain West states. More than 4 out of 5 respondents say public lands, water, and wildlife are top factors in deciding their vote. That's on par with other key election issues, says Lori Weigel, one of the pollsters.
Like the economy, healthcare, and education, conservation is clearly right in that mix of important issues.
Weigel says it's increasing in importance, up 10 percentage points from a decade ago. The poll also suggests growing support for conservation among Republicans. About two-thirds now say protecting public lands is more important than maximizing energy production, up from about half in 2019. And Republican opposition to public lands funding cuts is up from last year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Glenrock baby made sure he arrived on his due date and not a minute late. The Casper Star Tribune reports Oliver was born at a gas station. Skylar and Caleb Clayson were on their way to the hospital, but as they pulled off I-25, Skylar could feel Oliver's head already. Medical personnel responded to the 911 call, placed just about a minute before he was born, and mom and baby were admitted to the hospital about 10 minutes later. A group of Douglas Middle School students organized a walk in honor of Holocaust victims and survivors. The Douglas Budget reports after students read Prisoner B3087, they wanted to find a way to build empathy and connect their learning to a meaningful experience. So, a group of them organized a walk, going 2 miles barefoot, based on the long death marches many prisoners were forced to take. A former Powell resident recently crossed paths with a U.S. senator in a highly unexpected place. The Powell Tribune reports Ann Condy is working at an airfield at McMurdo Station, Antarctica. Senator Cynthia Lummis stopped by to check out the research happening there. And according to TriHackMe, Wyoming is the second best state to live in for those who work in tech. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What is Wyoming's largest agricultural commodity? Send us your answer to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, in what year was the Wyoming portion of the Transcontinental Railroad completed? The Wyoming portion of the first Transcontinental Railroad was completed in the spring of 1869, with the final Golden Spike Ceremony held on May 10, 1869 at Promontory Summit in Utah. Congratulations to Roberto Graza, who was the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow.